Good morning. The Foreign Minister, Jose Manuel Albares, travelled to Kiev late yesterday in a show of solidarity with Ukraine and a bid to help de-escalate tensions with neighbouring Russia that has massed troops on its border. Nobody is preparing for war. The reason for my trip to Kiev to see my Ukrainian counterpart is to ensure that dialogue and diplomacy are the way to resolve any dispute, he said. Albares will meet his counterpart, who invited him, before travelling to Lyon to meet his French counterpart. Tomorrow he is due to meet NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg. In line with the European Union's stance, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has previously warned Russia it could face massive economic consequences if it launched any kind of military intervention in Ukraine. After the minimum wage was increased by €15 back in September, the government is going to implement another increase of €35, which brings the minimum wage to an amount of €1,000 gross per month. Employers and employees' organisations have been given until today to discuss the increase. It'll be announced later whether all parties agree with the proposal. The two largest trade unions put a clear demand on the table during negotiations. The minimum wage must be increased to €1,000. Minister Diaz of Employment said that she is satisfied she has been able to meet this requirement. Even without the agreement of the employers' organisations, the Council of Ministers have given the proposal the green light. Commercial seaplanes are set to return, with Secur Airlines currently testing its aircraft at the Canary Islands. The company has been testing its DHC-6 Twin Otters with a view to offering a service initially between Tenerife and La Palma. Carlos González, the president of the Port Authority in Santa Cruz, said these seaplanes could be an alternative to inter-island transportation on shorter routes, providing a fast alternative to the current ferry system. The company intends to be the first Spanish airline to operate with seaplanes in 65 years. According to the company, seaplanes will improve connectivity and enable development on the islands in the same way as it has in other cities like Copenhagen, Vancouver or Seattle, where seaplanes have become an important regional mode of transportation over the last 30 years. And Spanish police removed an Irishman from a Ryanair flight travelling to Dublin after he became abusive and removed his trousers. Police escorted the man from the plane at the Alicante airport on Monday after they were alerted by cabin crew before the plane had even taken off. The man caused even more delays when being escorted from the plane, making a big deal about a suitcase. However, it was later discovered that he had not even placed any luggage in the hold. After the man was removed from the aircraft, the flight departed Alicante and landed in Dublin at 5:30 p.m. local time, just 23 minutes later than scheduled. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.